You have your Bible, turn tonight to Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Begin reading it. Verse 1. The Bible says, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. His brightness was as the light, and He had horns coming out of His hand, and there was the hiding of His power. Before Him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at His feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered, and the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thine anger against the seas, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thine chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes. Even thy words, Selah, thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. And the sun and moon stood still in their habitation, and the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land and in indignation. Thou didst stretch the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head that out of the house of the wicked, by discovering the fountain under the neck. Selah, thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of the great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. I want to preach on this tonight, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes. On this thought, things are looking up. Things are looking up. We see Habakkuk, and he's here, and he's in a situation, and he begins to call upon the Lord, and God begins to speak to him here, and he begins to speak to the Lord. And Habakkuk begins to pray this prayer to God and try to get the help from the Lord. If there's ever been a day and hour that we need help, we need it from the Lord. Amen? There's a lot of people that claim that they have help, and they have it in this way and that way. But I want to say tonight that we need help from the Lord. So we hear, and things are looking up. We hear Habakkuk as he begins to make a request. God said that he was working. If you go back in Habakkuk chapter 1 in verse 5, the Lord says this to Habakkuk. He said, behold, among the heathen, behold ye among the heathen, regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. So God had told Habakkuk, he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to work a wondrous work in your days. He said, even though somebody tells you, he said, it's going to be so wonderful you can't even believe it. Amen. You know what? I know that same God today. He's still working works. It's so wonderful. Sometimes I just sit back and scratch my head and say, wow, what a God we serve. He's still working in a mighty way. But he made a request of God because God had said that he was working. So the prophet asked him to keep on working. We see him here in chapter 3 in verse 2. The Bible says that he said, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. And so he said, Lord, you said you was working. And so we get over here to chapter 3, and Habakkuk said, Lord, I want you to just keep on working. He said, Lord, don't quit. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter how we act, no matter how we react, Lord, I want you to just keep on working. I want you to keep doing those things that you promised you'd do. Praise God, even for your glory. He said, I don't want it to be for me. I don't want it to be for my family. I don't want it to be for anybody else. Praise God, I want you to get the glory. I want you to get the praise. I want you to be magnified and lifted up. So God, you just go ahead. You do what you need to do. You work the work you said you work. You do those wonderful things, praise God, that you said you could do. And I'm just going to lift up my voice. I'm just going to praise you. I'm going to give you glory. I'm going to magnify your name, praise God. Just remember mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So he asked him to be to keep on working. But he said, be merciful to the sinful people. Amen. And all you do, he said, remember mercy. Ain't you glad God remembers mercy?
Amen.
Amen. When we deserve justice, just as if we've done been vile and wicked as hell itself. But praise God, I'm glad God remembers mercy. And the old prophet begins to pray and lift up his voice to the Lord. He begins to pray and he begins to talk to God and ask God for help from on high. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for it? He began to pray. The Bible said Habakkuk prayed. Amen. What is prayer? What do we pray for? Sometimes we pray just to remind God of the promises that He's made us. Amen. We pray and remind God of the promises He's made. And then what do? Praise God. We just claim those promises. Amen. You know what's wrong with churches today? Praise God, we forgot about the promises God's made. Amen. We disallow the promises that He's made and we don't hold Him to His promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we just need to claim the promises that He's given us. Praise the Lord. He's promised that He's death, burial, and His resurrection. And He said He's coming again. Praise the Lord. Brother Larry, He's on His way. He's ready. Praise God. The Lord's excited about coming and getting us and taking us out of here. I believe He's sitting at the edge of His throne today at the right hand of the Father, just waiting on the Word, praise God, to go and get your children.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Come and snatch them up and touch them out of here. So we see Habakkuk, he makes a request to the Lord. He said, hey, listen. He said, you just go ahead and do the marvelous works that only you can do. He praised God. He said, I know what you're able to do. Amen. I know the power that you have. He said, just show me again.
Yeah.
Amen. And I got to reading this the other day. So we see the request that he made of God to keep working. Because God said he was working. Said he would work, praise God. Amen. I won't say that. Let me just stop and say this. God's still working on our families. God's still working on our children, our loved ones, our aunts, our uncles. Praise God. He's still working on them. Amen. Just believe that because He promised He would. He said He'd give us our family, give us our household. Praise God, if we'll just trust on the Lord. Amen. We'd see them saved. Praise God. So He made Him a promise. Amen. He made Him a promise. He claimed the promise. So he made a request and then he had a review. Amen. The prophet began to review God's work in the past. Amen. We see that in verses 3 through 15. He begins to see, gives a visual of this and gives a visual of God's work for Israel, for people in the past. We can sit right here tonight and we can look around and we can start out over here and just march back through the pews and we can do the same thing tonight. We could have a review of the goodness of God, the magnificent power of God, and where everybody could go through, and I guarantee everybody here could tell something that God has done for them, something God has brought them through, something God's helped them with, a magnificence of power of God moving in their life, and they've seen it for themselves, praise God, Brother Kevin, and we can see it tonight, we can know it tonight, we can tell it tonight, we got the same God that Habakkuk had, praise God, and we've had a review, and said, God, just show us again your mighty power, praise God. We can march through the room and see it right here. Amen? We can see the power, see the hand of God. The way that He's moved in the past. Amen? We can see it. We could review right now and see what God's done. And God hasn't changed. Went from a time He done that for you then, praise God, He's still the God, the same God today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. So he just has the power. He still has authority. He will always have the power. He'll always have the authority. He'll always be God.
Amen.
Amen. It don't matter how little the world wants to make him, praise God, he's always going to be a great big God. He's always going to be a big God. You say, preacher, why do you think he's a big God? Because he's my God, and my God ain't no little bitty God. My God's a big God. My God's a real God. My God's a sitting at the right hand raised God of the God of heaven. Amen. Praise God. They know exactly where I'm at, know exactly where you're at, know exactly what you need, have power to make things happen. Praise God. That this world can't even explain.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. They said man went to the moon. Amen. They landed on there and they planted a flag and they said one giant step for man, first man, or one side that jump something other for mankind. Amen. My granny went, Granny Young went to the grave and she said that never happened. Amen. I said, Granny, why do you say that never happened? She said, God won't allow that. He said, he put us on earth and he pinned us to be on earth and he won't let a man go to the moon. She went out of here believing that. But you know, when they show that picture, Neil Armstrong, and he's planting that flag in the moon, that flag's furling in the breeze. There's no wind on the moon. Hello? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I seen it on TV. Amen. I want to tell you, man can tell you all kinds of things. Man can try to make you believe all kinds of things. But praise God, I don't have to see something flopping on the wind. Praise God to believe that there is a God and He's real.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have to believe in the accomplishments of man because I can review the accomplishments of God.
Amen.
Hey, I don't even have to review it in your life. I can review it in my own life. I know where God brought me from.
Amen.
I know what God's instilled in my heart. I know what God put inside me, praise God.
Amen.
And it's something magnificent.
Amen.
It's something glorious, praise God. It's something that, praise God, I wouldn't take nothing for. It's that blessed hope, that peace, that joy, amen, passes understanding that lives down in my soul.
Amen.
Praise God. So I see a review of the works of the past. Amen. He recalls the greatness of His power. Verses 3 and 4. He speaks of that power that God Almighty has. He said, God came. Amen. I'm glad He did, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad He came to where I was. Praise God, if that's as far as He went, that'd be sufficient. He said, God came. I praise God. I want to say, anywhere that God came to, something was changed.
Yeah.
Amen. Everywhere that God goes to, praise God, things are made perfect. Things are made well. Everywhere Jesus went, praise God, people were looking up. Things were looking up everywhere Jesus went. Amen. That old beggar sitting on the street. Praise God. Praise the Lord. When Jesus come by, He was looking up. Things was looking up. Amen. Praise God. Things was changed. So God came with Him and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Silah. I like it because He asked, what do you think about that? Praise God. He said, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. But to God, we could get back to that. I would to God that America could get back to that. Get back to, they got now, they don't even want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Amen? They say, well, it might offend these foreigners. Amen? It might hurt the feelings of these illegals. It might set an example for them, praise God, and this one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, praise God. If you want to come in and be part of us, praise God with us. Lift up the name of God with us, amen. You're welcome. If you don't, praise God. Hey, listen, I'm like the president. Just go back where you came from.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, you prejudice? I ain't got prejudice on my body. But praise God, I believe He's great. This is the greatest country in the world established on the Word of God and His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Praise God. And if you don't like that, praise God, you're a cripple too high for crutches.
Amen.
Amen. Come over here flying their banners, waving their banners. Amen. Glory be God. I won't say there's a banner that needs to be waved. Praise God. Glory to God. And it's that old bloodstained banner, praise God, that gives us a right through it to have this banner and to have that banner, praise God, that we can wave high and proud today because there is a God of heaven.
Amen.
Because the God we serve, a God with power and a God with might. Went on verse 4, said his brightness was of the light. He had horns coming out of his hand. There was the hiding of his power. Amen. The illuminating power of God's hand, the rays, the horns, the lights, the praise God, the rays that produce out of God's hand when God fixed things out the ends of his fingertips, praise God, and said, let there be, praise God, there was.
Amen.
I'm glad I serve that God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you serve the same God I do. Because my God has all power.
Amen.
Never relinquished none of it. Praise God. He's still the God, same God yesterday and forever. He changeth not. I'm glad I got a God that, praise God, He has power that we ain't even seen yet. Amen. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad that our God has all power? Praise God. Power to reach out. Power to touch. Praise God. Power from on high. Always. Praise God. Being able to demonstrate that power to His people. Amen. Not only does He review the past, not only does He review the power, but He reviews the history. Amen. Always there to work for His people. I mean, you see here in the Word of God that the Lord is always there to work for the little nation of Israel, God's chosen people. He was always there to do for them, praise God, if they would just let Him. We're living in the world today. We live in the greatest nation in the world. Amen. I believe that. This is the greatest nation in the world. You say, preacher, I don't like this place. Well, praise God, if you'll just let us know, we'll buy you a ticket wherever you want to go. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's not very nice. Praise God. If you don't like it, leave it. Amen. Don't hinder people here that love God and looking for His appearing. Hey, it's time God's people stood up and said, you know what? This is God's country, praise God. And we're going to stand up and keep it God's country. Amen. This is a nation that was established on the Word of God. We need to stay faithful to Him that's been faithful to us. The same God that was faithful, always working for Israel, has always worked has been working for us. And guess what? He's not going to fail them now. And He's not going to fail us now. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God tonight that will never leave me alone. Did you hear what I said? I'm glad I serve a God tonight, Brother Robert, that'll never leave us alone, praise God. He'll always work with us. He'll always work in us. He'll always try to help us, praise God. Amen. To make us just a little better today than we were yesterday.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the God we serve. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad He likes to do that for me. Amen. But He promised that He would. He said, hey, listen, Habakkuk said, you know what, I look back and review and I see God's never failed us before, praise God, and I ain't going to expect Him to fail us now. Amen. Now the Babylonians, there was a Babylonian invasion that was nigh at hand. Amen. Amen. It was nigh at hand. And it was going to be a painful experience. Habakkuk looked at it, he said, hey, listen, this thing, it ain't going to be good. It ain't going to be good in no way or no means. These folks is wicked, vile people that's coming down on us. And it's going to be a bad, painful experience, but praise God, I'm glad I know who God is.
Amen.
He said, I know God. He said, Lord, I know what you're doing. I know why you're doing it, praise God. But in your justice, remember mercy.
Amen.
Can you imagine? These people were there and they were anticipating. They'd seen this. This thing had been prophesied. The prophets of old, praise God, he'd come down to Habakkuk, and Habakkuk was prophesying at the end of Josiah's term when Josiah's going out of here and said after he was gone, praise God, and it would fall upon his people. And he said, I see the time approaching at the hammer's going to fall. He said, but God in justice, just remember mercy.
Amen.
You know, sometimes I believe God's got to come down with a hammer on our people. Amen. A hand to get their attention. But I'm glad He always remembers mercy. Amen. I'm glad God always has mercy on His mind when He's dealing with His people. Amen. Why was He doing it? He was doing it for the good of His people. He was trying to get their attention. He's trying to get them to realize that He was God. He was there to help them, praise God, to manifest Himself to them in every way possible.
Amen.
God gives us a manifest. He said the earth itself, everything that we see, praise God, ought to be a reminder of the greatness of God.
Amen.
Every time I look out here and see, they was talking about lightning storm. Brother Rex and Miss Penny got hit by lightning. But they was talking about somewhere a great old big oak tree got hit and said he just split it right in half. Amen? That's God. That's power. Amen. And if God decides to harness that, praise God, we're in trouble. If he wanted to harness that against us, praise God. But God in justice remembers mercy. Amen. He knows exactly. But he was using it for the good of his people. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, remember what that verse says? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and them who are called according to His purpose. Amen. The power that God has. So we know that all things work together. Now watch this. Works together. He said things work together. The good, the bad, the ugly, the things that we like, the things that we don't like. He said, praise God, it all works together for the good of them, praise God, who love the Lord. Amen. We go through trials and tribulations and hardships in this world. Praise God, it's part of it. But praise God, at the end of the road, praise the Lord, we're going to see God Almighty in all His magnificence, all His splendor, and realize, glory to God, the one that brought us through is none other than Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty, praise God, that brought us through it. Yes, amen. We'll come through with a shout, praise God, not a pout.
Yeah.
I've noticed when people get ready to go out of here, and maybe they're in their deathbed in the last day, those that are born again, those that love God, praise God, they don't go out of here with a pout. Amen? They don't go out of here with a pout. They go out of here with a shout. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand. How could they go out of here with a shout praising God, amen, when they're dying, when they're leaving out, praise God, because they're headed for a better place. They believe the promises of God and they're heading home.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I've seen them go out just a wave of glory, big a smile, praise God. Hey, the Ajax wouldn't have washed it off. Amen. Go out here waving to heaven, praise God, with a big old smile, trying their best to reach up just as high as they can. Going higher and higher, praise God, trying to reach up because they something, glory to God, I believe it's a reaching down and it's the mercy of God. He said, you've had enough. I'll not put on you more than you can stand. But when should I make a way of escape? And one day He'll say to the Son, He said, send them down and bring them home, praise God. They've had enough. Amen. You say, preacher, when is that? When God says so. Amen. You don't have to be old. You don't have to be old age either. Amen. And God decides He take you home. Praise God, He take you home. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. But praise God, Habakkuk had a request. He said, Lord, just keep a working in us. He had to review. He said, God, I've seen the magnificent things You've done. I've seen the power of an almighty God. I've seen it ministered to me. I've seen it ministered, praise God, to Your people. I've seen You bring us up. And He said, I've seen You bring us out. He said, I'm just going to keep praising You, Lord. You just keep doing what You do. Glory to God. He said, I'm just going to keep lifting up the name. He said, things are looking up. The whole Babylonians, praise God, the Chaldees, they're just right there chomping at the bit, wanting to devour them, wanting to destroy them. If we look around us today, have you heard the news lately? Iran's chomping bit. They said, we're going to make a nuclear weapon. We've stepped this thing up about tenfold. And we're going to make some uranium. We're going to make some good stuff. We're going to make a warhead. And he said, we're going to annihilate that little nation of Israel. So we're going to wipe them off the face of the map. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Have you ever looked on a map, the little nation of Israel? Have you ever looked at that? Just a little over, 25 miles wide and about 120 miles long? That's all it is. But everybody in the world hates that little nation because it stands for God. Amen. It stands for godliness. It stands for what's right, praise God. We see them today as their position all around the world. They want to get rid of that little nation. But I want to say that He's an almighty God. The same God Habakkuk is looking at, praise God, is the same God that the nation of Israel is trusting in today. He's got His hand upon them, praise God. And He said, you'll not do nothing, and I don't let you do. Amen. His grace is sufficient. His justice, He remembers mercy. So he said he made a request, he had a review, and he began some rejoicing. Amen. Because things was a looking up. Hey man, if you go back in Habakkuk and you look in chapter 1, praise God, he's down in the valley. Amen. Praise God, he's down in that valley. He's down in that valley. He's down in a low place. Praise God, and he's looking up. Ain't you glad, praise God, a lot of times when God gets you down low, praise God, it's just to get you there so you can look up. I'm talking about, now God don't do that to beat you up. God don't do that but praise God, He lets you get low so that you can look up, so that you can see the almighty hand of an almighty God. So Habakkuk, he was rejoicing. He's down, to chapter 1, he's down in the valley. I mean, deep in the valley. Amen. Then we see him, he went up to the tower. He begins to climb up a little bit in chapter 2, and he begins to look up a little bit, and he begins to see, praise God, an awesome and an almighty God, and the power of God, and His might, and what He's able to do. It don't matter that the enemy is there and the enemy's overpowered. Hey, listen, you might be here tonight, and there's an enemy that you have, and it's overpowering. Seems like it's getting the best of you. But I want to say, praise God, young'uns, look up and lift up your head. He's an almighty God that's bigger than your problem.
Amen.
Amen. Bigger than your problem, praise God. It don't matter what it is. He's bigger than that. But he was in a deep valley. He was up on a watchtower. But now he finds himself on a mountaintop. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I like the mountaintop. Amen. I like the mountaintop experience we see that he has over here in chapter 3. Amen. Now he finds himself up on the mountain, praise God. He's looking out over the peaks, glory to God. And he sees an almighty God. See the power of that God. Amen. In verse 16, he said, "When I heard my belly tremble, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops." He said, Habakkuk said, "Pray." He said, "Glory to God." He said, "I trembled within myself when I think of the almighty hand of God and the power of his might." Amen. But I want to say the same power that can be given out for bad can be given out for good. Who does God take care of? God takes care of His people. Amen. Those that are His at His appearing. Those that are His, praise God. Those that's faithful to Him, praise God. And Habakkuk said, "I'm just going to rejoice, praise God, because he said, I have a true faith, glory to God, and true faith always lifts you up just a little higher." Have you ever noticed that sometimes you get caught up if we ain't careful, we get caught up in a moment and we'll have a sinking feeling. Amen? You ever have that? I mean, kind of like a sinking feeling in your faith and you're like, "Oh my goodness, what am I going to do?" But then faith is renewed. Amen? And all of a sudden you just rise up a little bit, praise God, and there's power, there's strength, and it's like, where did that come from? Amen. I want to say that comes from the Lord, praise God. It's that power of faith to believe that God loves you and He's there for you. He promised never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there where you are.
Amen.
Amen. It don't matter if you're down that valley. It don't matter if you're watching from the wall, praise God. It don't matter if you're up on the mountain, praise God. He's still God.
Amen.
Amen. So He's watching, praise God, and He rises you up a little bit higher. Amen. And when you get up a little bit higher, I don't know about you, but it always makes you a little bit happier. Amen. Now happiness, I told you, it depends on what happens. Right? Amen. Because joy comes from the Lord. When you get joy, a fringe benefit of joy, praise God, is happiness. But praise God, when God brings you up a little bit higher, praise the Lord, God makes you just a little bit happier, praise God, you get a little bit excited because God's already lifted you up a little bit. You've already seen the power of God. You already know that He's real. You already know that He can, praise the Lord. Amen. We was talking about Miss Marty day before yesterday. Me and the fellas eating lunch. Talking about how God had moved in her about a year ago, wasn't it? Or a little over a year ago. And how she had had an infection. And her heart just about quit. I mean, it was down, they said, less than 15%. And they said, "You'll never get that back." I mean, you've got to learn to live with this. But God. 6 weeks later, she goes back. I think 6 weeks, wasn't it? 6 weeks later, she goes back, and the doctor checked her and shook her head. Praise God. She went, looked again, come back, looked, said, "I can't believe this." Thank God, your heart is good. Your heart's better, praise God. It's back, glory to God. I want to say, hey, man, glory to God. God Almighty cares.
Amen.
He's still on the throne. He still has power to those who believe. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The power of God moved upon the situation. Old Habakkuk, he said, praise God, I'm on a mountaintop. Praise God. Hey, Lord brought me a little higher. Praise God. Said, I'm glad to be here where I'm at.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I can see the promises of God. You know, sometimes we can't see the promised land, but we can always, because of the volume of the book, we can, glory to God, we can always see the promises of God because of the volume of the book. Amen. Listen, youngs, hey, Miles, you and Trish, never forsake the book. Amen. Because when the world gets you down, when the world tries to stomp and pony trot upon you, remember these precious promises above that'll get you to the house. Amen. It'll satisfy your soul. It'll stir you inside, praise God. So that he, that through that true faith, he said, God, I know what's got to happen. I realize that you're that some things have to do, but praise God. He said, things are looking up. He said, I'm just going to look. He said, I'm looking up, putting my faith and my trust in you, praise God, that you're God. You'll always be my God. You have my best interest at heart. He goes on, verse 17, he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of olives shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. He said, things are pretty dismal. Don't look like we're going to have much of a crop. Don't look like we're going to have much to glean in. Don't look like our crops are going to do anything. They said, but praise God, they still God. Amen. He said, it looks pretty dismal. They said, yet. Amen. He said, but yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Amen. Praise God. He said, we may not have food, and we may not have clothing, may not have a roof over our head, may not have none of those luxuries alive, but praise God, as long as we've got a God, and He loves us, praise God. We may have to live out in the woods, but praise God, He's promised He'll take care of you. He said, not see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. Brother Larry, He said, I'll be there with you. Praise God, just to keep on looking up, keep on lifting up your eyes, praise God, because your redemption draws nigh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said it won't be but a little while. Amen. Oh, Habakkuk said through faith, believing. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm just going to trust, keep rejoicing in the Lord. He said the economy may go south. Amen. Amen. The stock market may fall. The funds may dry up. Amen. Your surroundings may not be what you'd like for them to be. But praise God, they still a God of heaven. And through faith, praise the Lord, we can still see hope. Amen. On the horizon. Amen. He said, things are looking up. Praise God. Amen. He said, listen. He said, even though the things of this world aren't exactly what I'd like them to be, he said, I'm still going to rejoice in my Lord. Amen. I said, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. He said, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Because he says this. He says, the Lord God is my strength. Amen. Did you get that tonight? Amen. Brother Wayne, it's personal. Habakkuk said, this is personal. Said, the Lord God, He's my strength. I ask you tonight, what's your strength tonight? Who's your strength tonight? Amen. You're going through things. Who's your strength? The Lord is our strength. He's the only one that can bring us through. And He's the only one that can keep things looking up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the only one that's able to do that. And He does it tonight, praise God. Habakkuk made a request. He reviewed his situation. He reviewed the power of an almighty God. Listen, we ought to just make a request tonight. Say, God, I want you to just keep a working in my life. Just keep a doing for me that you want to do, praise God. I just want to bow before you. I just want to submit myself to thee. He said if we'd submit ourselves and resist the devil, he'd flee from us. Amen. He said, listen, Lord. He said, I know what you promised. He said, I've seen the promises. I want to just submit myself to you. Lord, all I ask you, just be merciful. Just remember mercy. Amen. He said, I've reviewed. I've seen the power of Almighty God. Do you realize the power of God tonight? Is the power of your God real? He said, well, preacher, I don't know if it's real. Well, praise God, you ain't got the same God I've got. Amen. You need to swap gods. Maybe tonight you need to switch God. Maybe you need to switch up. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to get saved and say, God, I want you to be my God because you're a God of power. You're a God of might. Lord, I want to switch up, amen, and review, and I've seen all that you're able to do. Amen. I want to be on your side. Because, hey, listen, he's already on our side. Amen. He's already on our side. We just need to get on his side. Amen. So he made a request. He had a review. And he began rejoicing. Youngs, ain't it about time for the church to be rejoicing in the power of an almighty God? Amen. Isn't it time for us just to rejoice in the power of an almighty God? Our God. Your God. The God. The only true and living God. Amen. The one with all power and all might. Praise God, when we get to doing that, things will be looking up. Amen.